Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. False bravado. Isn't it everywhere? A lot of folks advocate flattery, diffuse the situation, etc. And I agree, it's good to do. I also think that leverage is a potent tool. And that influence needs to be set up in the beginning. My fave strategy? A short trip to the dark side during this process discussion with the buyer. It goes something like this. You know, we're talking about making a change here, so it goes without saying there's going to be some resistance. And that usually happens in the beginning stage when we're gathering information and whatnot. If we run into trouble here, I'm going to need your help breaking up the logjam. Now, what buyer's going to say no to that? They're going to say, sure, just let me know and I'll have the conversation, or I'll handle it. That right there is the open door for us to go back and call somebody out. Now let's say that happens. False bravado shows up and someone's acting like an idiot. At the risk of sounding like a tattletale or as someone who can't make it work, position this situation in one of two ways. First up, with a request. Something like, okay, this request has been sandbagged for a week and I'm not getting anywhere, so I'm sending up a flare. Please unclog this bottleneck for me. Thanks. Now, this tactic works when we have a specific incident that's gone on too long. The buyer sends an overall message that the focus is on the incident, not on the person, and that saves face. Very important. Here's another option. This is for something really heinous. Use as an example. Now, here's a true story. A good friend and colleague was on a call, and staffers were trash-talking her on what they thought was a private chat. Oops! Now, she chose to ignore it. Good idea for an isolated incident. But if that happened again, another approach is to screenshot that, give it to the boss buyer with something like, here's an example of the resistance your project faces. At some point, we need to nip this in the bud before the negativity spreads. Link the behavior to the impact on the project when you need an intervention. You know, when we're working on change, silliness like this shows up all the time. I think a combination of compassion with leverage gives us more options based on the situation. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.